I'm Ani, the host of Morning Tea, the podcast. How you doing? How's everything? Can you guys believe like a quarter of the year is already done? What? I sat down and I'm like running all my numbers for quarter one, seeing how everything went, and I'm like, how the fuck has this happened? But I will say one thing that I noticed is my hairline morning hair is officially a year old. It had its birthday. I launched April 1st last year and I didn't even recognize it. I acknowledged that like a couple days too late, but I'm like, that's crazy. The amount of shit that happened just in 24 in and of itself, I'm like, that was a wild year. That was a wild year. It was a crazy year, but here we are now. We made it. We're still going. Okay, so what I want to talk to you today is I get a lot of DMs, right? And a lot of messages of people being like, dude, bro, I haven't posted in like a hot minute. I'm embarrassed. I feel like I fell off the face of the earth. No one cares what I have to say. I don't even know how to like get back into it. And that is something that people struggle with all the time, that they feel like once they've kind of like fallen off the wagon, like of posting, and it's been, a couple weeks, it's been a couple months. For some people, it's been a whole year that they haven't posted, that now they're sitting there and they're like, I don't know how to get back on the horse. I don't know what I'm supposed to post. How do I like come back? How do I come back? Okay. And that is really what I want to talk about today because this happens to everybody. Honestly, there comes a point where everybody gets sick of fucking posting on social media. I've never heard of one person be like, posting is easy. I've never missed a day. I love it. And anyone who does, I'm like, because you have a fucking team, bitch. You have a team, you have people that edit it for you, you have people that post it for you. Rarely do I know a single person that films their own content, edits their own content, and posts it themselves. And on top, I know a lot of people do that, but I've never met one of those people that says, oh my God, I love it all the time. Do I love social media? Yes. I love it. I genuinely think it's fun. I have a good time making content. I love talking to people, probably too much, but like, I genuinely enjoy that. But are there days where I'm like, fuck, this sucks? Yes. Yes, of course I do. I'm a human being too. And there is sometimes a lot of pressure that comes with being on social media and like having to create content. Do you know what I mean? So like, here are my thoughts on this. Okay. If you are one of the people that you are currently sitting there and you're like, damn, I don't even know what to do. Here's what I recommend. This is going to sound weird. Don't post right now. Give yourself maybe like one more week. Now, I say that with an asterisk. Let's say you haven't posted in a month. If you have been filming content that month, you just haven't posted it, then you need to post. Like, you need to post, and we'll talk about what you need to post. On the flip side, if you're someone that hasn't posted in a month or in the past quarter, whatever it is, and you have not been filming content, here's why I recommend you just take one more fucking week, right? Take that week and film content. Film all the content, everything that you could possibly imagine, every single client, every single consultation, before and afters of client videos and client photos and all those things. Like, you want all of that. Because then when you actually start posting, now it's not this like, oh fuck, like I had one video and I used the one video. What do I use tomorrow? Or what do I use in 2 days? Or what do I use later this week? If you're able to build up a stockpile of content, that is the thing that saves my fucking life. That right there is the thing that makes my life so much easier, is just having a shit ton of content in my phone. And I want to be clear on something. I don't always know when I'm going to use it. Most of the time, I have literally no idea when I'm going to be using the content that I film, but that doesn't actually matter. That doesn't matter. It's not about let me film this because I have an exact plan of where it's going to go. It's let me just film everything. Put your phone on a fucking tripod and let it run. Let it do its job, because that right there is where people start to bank content. And it's amazing. Like, that right there is the best. That makes my life easier. Not only that, I do have all of my content separated in my phone. So like, I have things for my hairline morning hair, classes that I do in person for cease and desist. That has its own album of like me educating, clients that I've done in the salon. That has its own album. Like, everything has its own album, because then also as I'm trying to create content, and I don't mean film it, but like literally sitting on my phone and editing it. If I know that I want to talk about morning hair, I just go to the morning hair album. If I know that I want to show like a transformation that I did, I go inside my client album. I know if I want to talk about educating and my beliefs on education, education, blah, blah, blah. I just go in the education album. It makes it easy for me to find what I need as opposed to like, y'all, in my phone, I think I have like 70 some thousand photos and videos. How in the hell do you want me to go through and look through all of that? I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing that. So if I don't know exactly where to look, I'm not going to post shit. Like, I'm just going to be honest. Posting would be really, really difficult for me. So that is, I think, the very like first step in you need to decide, do you have a backlog of content or do you not? Now, that doesn't mean you need to spend the next 6 months filming content. For fuck's sake, don't do that. Give it a week. Give it maybe 2 weeks, but then you do need to start posting. So what happens when, okay, you film content, you have before, you have videos of the before and the after, you have photos of the before and after, you have videos of you foiling, pulling foils, toning hair, brushing the toner through hair, applying color on the scalp, doing open air balayage, even things like sectioning, bead work, stitching, placing the hair, coloring wefts, making K-tips, like whatever it is. Okay, now let's say you have at least a little backlog of content, right? This is where people get stuck because they're like, damn, I ghosted my audience. Like I fucking ghosted them. I suck. I'm the worst. This is horrible. What do I do now? How do I get back into the game? And here's the crazy part. You are overthinking it. You're overthinking it. There is not one particular way that you have to come back and be like, hey, hey girl, hey, I know I've been gone. Here's why. You don't actually even owe an explanation. You don't have to do any of that. You're overthinking it. This is not some crazy celebrity PR apology. You taking a break from social media does not mean that you did anything bad. That's not bad at all. You just took a fucking break. So here's what you do. You just post. And like, I'm dead ass serious. You just post. That's it. Because is someone going to come forward and be like, oh, now you're back. Where have you been? No. No one is going to do that. You want to know why? Here's what you're going to end up seeing. You're going to see some people that say, oh my God, I haven't seen your post in a while. I'm so glad to see you. If you're posting your work, they're going to say, oh my God, I love that. That is so pretty, blah, blah. That's pretty much it. Or you're going to have people that never noticed you were gone. Like, that's not me trying to be mean. Like, that happens to me on TikTok. People are like, oh my God, I post almost every single day on TikTok still because it's so fun. But I've had people go, oh my God, you haven't showed up on my FYP forever. Cool. Hey, thanks for being here. Like, it's not that big of a fucking deal. Now, the only time that I will say, yes, you need to acknowledge the fact that you've been a little MIA is if you have an email list. So now that to me is different because you can't go from like, how do I word this? You can't go from dead silence to be like, did you know I have a course that you should buy? You can't do that. That looks bad because you're going from ignore, ignore, ignore. And now I'm going to talk to you when I want something. And what I want is your money. That's not ideal. So if it's an email list that you have ghosted, you do need to explain and don't you dare sell for the first like three emails. Don't do it. The first one needs to be like, yeah, I gotta be honest. I got overwhelmed. I got really busy and I fucking slacked on my email list and I'm sorry, that sucks. I did y'all dirty, but don't worry. My next few emails are gonna have so much, my next email is gonna be all about blah, blah, blah topics. I have so much information, you're gonna love it. And the next mail can be a very value-based, education-based email, like very driven email. You want to provide value and then provide value again and then provide value again. And then you can maybe ask for something. Then you can talk about selling something. Then you can do that. If you are consistent on your emails, don't even worry about it. But please don't sell in every email because that's so fucking lame and boring. Boo, no one cares. I mean, that sounds mean, but like it's true. Do you know what I mean? So like that is just something I want you guys to think about, that if you are sitting here and you are struggling about how do I come back? There, you just do. Like, honestly, I know my tone is like, it's not a big deal because honestly, it's not a big deal. If you want to say like, oh, if you want to put something in your stories that is like, oh my gosh, I know it's been so long since I've been here, been busy with clients. I can't wait to show you guys all the work that I've been doing, blah, blah. Great, cool, do that. But do you owe like a on your feed post about like, I'm so sorry, I've been, am I? No. Just literally say, you can literally say, like, post a 5 second reel that's a client flipping her hair, showing how beautiful she is. And the caption has to be, I know I've been MIA for a bit, but I'm feeling refreshed. I'm back. And take a look at this beautiful work that I did. Look at this transformation. Are you fucking kidding me? That's all you have to do. Like, I know that that sounds so crazy, but that's literally all that you have to do. So if you're sitting there stressed out, just fucking post something. If you're like, oh my God, I'm making a reel and finding a trending audio. Okay, cool. Then just post a little carousel. Slide number one is going to be the after. Slide number two, if you can make it like a video of you putting color on or like stitching a row in, great. And then number three will be the before. After, process, before. After, process, before. After, process, before. Literally that simple. I promise whatever is going through your head, you are making a bigger deal out of it than literally anybody else would. Way bigger deal than anybody else. So I genuinely hope that this has helped. I hope that this has given you like a little bit of a reprieve, a little bit of like realizing it's just not a big deal. Like, I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, it's fucking social media. Is it do or die? No. Is it really important for our businesses? Yeah, it's really important for our businesses. I'm not gonna pretend like it's not. But taking time for yourself is not an issue. I do think if you're gonna take time off, make it like a month max. Max. And if you can maybe like pre-batch a little content because you know you're going to take time off, that's great too. Even if it's just one thing a week, I don't generally recommend ghosting everybody for like, I've seen people where they're like, I'm like, you haven't posted since like 2023. And they're like, yeah, I got burnt out. Now I don't know how to come back. And I'm like, just post anything at this point. I don't even care what it is. So I genuinely hope that this has helped. And you see that it's just not, just looking at that attitude, it's not a big deal. Oh my God, what's someone gonna say? Oh, it's been so long since you posted. Yeah, I know. That's it. Nothing bad is gonna come from it. No one is gonna yell at you. No one is gonna scold you. No one is gonna think you're a piece of shit. You're the only person thinking these horrible negative thoughts about yourself right now. So, like, just don't. You got this. You got this, bitch. You got this. So, I hope that this has helped. Once again, if you ever have any questions, thoughts, concerns, just hit me up on Instagram. And have a great day, guys. I'll see you next week.